I was literally left, holding the baby. I didn't know kind of what to do, but I got in touch. I think what happened was that I got in touch with Des Rochford and I told him what had happened, and he got in touch with Ray Walker and we got together. I think that was the sequence. It might have been the other way around. I might have got in touch with Ray and he might have got in touch with Desmond, but I think we just had to restart the project. And what we did was we had to have the wall grit blasted and re-primed. So for to about two-thirds, or I don't know, two-thirds, three-quarters up, it was primed out white. And we then had to square it up again. And we then got into this room in the basement and we got a very big piece of paper and we started roughing out ideas about how we'd redesign the mural. We redesigned it, we each redesigned a section and then integrated it. And Ray took the left-hand bit, I took the middle bit, and Des took the right-hand bit. And we had obviously Binnington's bit along the top. So it's the mural's the product of us four. Dave had his conception of the design, if you look at the original drawings and paintings he did, show all the images on a smaller scale with much more ground plane, much more recession. And we made all the images a lot bigger and brought them right up much closer to the picture plane, as it were, and flattened it and formalized it more. Although his style had been quite sort of what you might loosely call cartoony,